1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. 16 after 9, we've got 46 degrees here in the Tulip City, and we're being joined right now for Destination Downtown by Ann Van Heest, filling in for Sally Lukaitis. Ann, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good, good to see your smiling face.
Nice and early.
Nice and early. It's your day off at the CVB, and you came in to do this.
Yes, I'm so excited.
You are awesome. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So what's going on? There's always something going on with the CVB because you're always marketing to people outside of the area, trying to get them to come in here, right?
We are. So we still are seeing a lot of visitors, people on their fall color tours. So It's been fun to talk with a lot of those people who are passing through town. Mm-hmm. But we do have some fun things coming up this weekend that locals or visitors would enjoy. The Principal Shopping District has put together a really fun event with the Farmers Market. They're calling it the Car.
Oh, the Car. That's going to be fun.
Yeah. So they've made some changes this year. They've got they're focusing on pumpkins and fall things this year. So they've got a really fun family day from 10 to 2 down at the Civic Center with pumpkin painting for children, little hayride find a candy in the hay kind of games and really fun things. But the star of the show are professional pumpkin carvers who've come in from other states even to do some carving. They're going to have speed carving demonstrations as well as a contest that'll be judged here. So
nice. And that gets underway at 10 a.m. on Saturday?
It does. Okay. And then the winners will be announced at 2. And there's also, they're inviting people from the community, amateur pumpkin carving. That's also a category. So you sign up by the end of the day tomorrow. You can bring your pumpkin in on Saturday morning and have it be judged.
So anybody can get in on it?
Anybody can do it. They've nice. Got, if you just stop by the Principal Shopping District office or email info@thecarve.org, and they will set you up with an entry form. And as long as you're 18, you're welcome to enter.
And if you're not going to participate, no big deal. Just bring the family down. Bring the kids. This is going to be fun for all ages. I'm looking forward to this big time.
Oh, really, yeah. Am. It sounds like it's going to be great.
I'm a big kid. Can you tell? An oversized kid. So we got tulip ball planting this weekend as well. That's going to be a big thing going on.
Yes. We've got wonderful things going on with the Tulip Chime Festival. They've got their running of the bulb 5K tonight.
Tonight, yeah.
And then the fun fest, the blessing of the bulbs all weekend.
So. Lots of fun. So what else is happening here? Anything else going on as we head into the weekend?
Fun little event at Model Drugstore on Saturday. They are they're supporting the Vera Bradley Foundation for breast cancer awareness and research, and they're actually having Vera Bradley's daughter and granddaughter in their store from 1 to 4 on Saturday.
Are they really?
Yep, and 10% of all Vera Bradley sales will go to the Vera Bradley Foundation, and you can sign up to win a Vera for a Year prize where you get a new piece every month.
Yeah, so. Vera for a Year. I've heard that in their commercials. That's pretty funny. That's, well, my wife and my daughter will be down there for sure. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it sounds really neat.
So Vera Bradley's daughter and granddaughter?
Yep, they'll be there. So awesome. I think you'll probably get to hear some fun stories behind the scenes.
Absolutely. All right, Ann Van Heest, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you.
And if people need information in the area, they want to stop down and talk to you at the Convention Visitors Bureau, where are you located?
We are at 78 East 8th Street, right down near the Knickerbocker Theater.
And a lot of people probably have not been in there since the place has been remodeled. It looks so nice in there.
Oh,
you got to stop in and check it out.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
I love the wall of brochures and books and all kinds of stuff if you need pamphlets for really not just the Holland area, right?
Yeah, we have for several other cities in Michigan a lot of the big destinations like Traverse City and Detroit and that sort of thing.
Awesome. We'll stop on and say hi to Ann, and thanks for stepping in for Sally today.
Thank you.
All right. Destination Downtown brought to you by the Holland Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. And Sally will be back next week right here on 1450 WHTC. If not, Ann, would you come back for one more week?
I think I would.
Good. She's so awesome. All right. Charlie Osgood on the way. Just a couple minutes. Keep it here on Holland's Home.